Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Wednesday, April 24th.
Abortion!
It's healthcare!
Abortion!
Things got heated between reproductive rights and anti-abortion activists on the steps of the Supreme Court today, before the justices heard a case that could yield the most significant ruling on the issue since Roe v. Wade was overturned. The Biden administration is challenging Idaho's enforcement of its abortion ban in medical emergencies, citing a law from the 1980s the Justice Department says protects a person's right to an abortion if the pregnancy is causing a medical emergency. The government argues federal law should supersede in these emergency scenarios, even in states like Idaho that ban the procedure. Idaho's abortion law has exemption for abortions provided to save a pregnant person's life. But the state argues its law takes precedent over federal regulations. Federal government agencies have just dropped a bunch of new rules that could end up with more money in your pocket. First, if you've ever been inconvenienced by an airline, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg just announced new rules that require cash refunds instead of vouchers. Another rule that could impact 30 million people is the FTC's ban on non-compete employee contract clauses at for-profit companies. So if you wanted to work for a competitor or start a new business in the same industry as your current employer, they shouldn't be allowed to hold you back. Powerful business groups have filed a lawsuit today to try to stop this ban from being enforced in 120 days. And lastly, millions of salaried workers will soon qualify for overtime pay, thanks to a new rule from the Labor Department. Starting in July, it would raise the salary threshold for eligibility to just under $44,000 a year if they're working over 40 hours a week. That would increase to just over $58,600 in January. But there are some legal challenges that could spark from both the overtime pay rule and the non-compete clause over respective concerns about operating costs and administrative power grabs. We're in day 8 of pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University, but the college says there's been some progress in talks. Officials had originally given students until midnight last night to reach an agreement, or the university would consider alternative options to clear the encampment. But after what the university called important progress, the negotiations have been extended by 48 hours. Columbia says protesters have agreed to make sure anyone who isn't involved with the university leaves the encampment and take steps to ban discriminatory and harassing language. And some were seen moving their tents from the lawn overnight and carrying them off campus or to different places on campus. Others say they're not moving until the university meets their demands.
This is what we are here for, calling for an end to genocide and for Columbia to financially divest from the violent Zionist settler entity, to provide financial transparency and for amnesty for all students and faculty involved in this goal.
Hamas has released a video of an Israeli-American hostage in the first proof that he survived being badly wounded on October 7th. Undated footage shows Hirsch Goldman Poland sitting in a chair addressing the camera and criticizing the Israeli government. It's similar to other Hamas propaganda videos. He also urges his own family to stay strong for him and finishes by saying he hopes he was able to give them some comfort on this Passover holiday. There are currently thought to be 5 U.S.-Israeli citizens being held alive in Gaza, and 4 who are dead. Up next, a pig kidney and a heart pump are keeping a New Jersey woman alive. Surgeons have performed the first ever combined heart pump and pig kidney transplant. NYU Langone Health says 54-year-old Lisa Pisano couldn't have a standard heart or kidney transplant because of other medical conditions and because of the overall shortage of donor organs available. So doctors gave Pisano a gene-edited pig's kidney and the pig's thymus gland instead, just days after she had received a heart pump. They said she has a long way to go, but quote, her kidney is functioning beautifully, and quote, her heart is in much better shape. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.